science and technology, how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. It seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
National Fun Day.
National Fun Day today.
Have fun. Are you guys ready to have some fun?
And let the fun begin.
And girls, they want to have fun.
Let's have some fun.
We're going to have fun.
It's fun, right?
Let's have some fun.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
I'm Chris Foster. New York City reports more than 3,000 deaths with the new coronavirus, with a slight drop in daily deaths in the state. Governor Andrew Cuomo says it could be a blip. We'll know in a few days.
We could be either very near the apex, or the apex could be a plateau, and we could be on that plateau right now.
Michigan has the third most number of cases after New York and New Jersey. Governor Gretchen Whitmer tells Fox News Sunday.
We've got hospitals that are already at capacity. We don't have enough personal protection equipment.
The Queen of England with a message for everyone in Great Britain.
Queen Elizabeth describing an increasingly challenging time.
We should take comfort that while we may have more still to endure, better days will return.
The Queen thanking health workers and others in essential services, and she praised ordinary citizens for obeying stay-at-home orders.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
Coming up this hour, we'll play True the Baloney. It's a special Twinkie edition because they're 90 years old today.
Okay.
Twinkie. And following the forecast, if your social life is suffering during this time of social distancing, Rich Thomas is going to fix you up with the top COVID-19 pickup lines. But first,
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
Beautiful weekend's going to be a great day. We're starting to warm up. We've warmed up 8 degrees from our morning low of 55 already. Our forecast calling for a very warm day. I think we end up somewhere around, let's say, 86, 87. The record for today is 89 from 1880. Good bit of sunshine and dry, mild tonight. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by midday into the afternoon, and a smaller chance on Tuesday night. Tomorrow's high, 81. We'll be in the mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday. Risk of some spotty thunderstorms at best. And then much cooler, I think, on Friday. And big, big, big question marks about the Easter weekend holiday forecast because of the models are completely disagreeing on how that's going to turn out. We'll keep an eye on it. Could be a big storm Sunday or maybe not. Right now this morning, we have Calm winds and a few high clouds. Temperature is 63 at 807.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
If you find yourself in an accident, even with reduced traffic and fewer people on the roads, accidents are happening. Just talk to our buddy Skipper. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself in that kind of a situation, Montgomery Paint and Body is the place you want to fix your vehicle. It's from day one. Yes, it's a brick-and-mortar building. Yes, they have incredibly talented people who can do things with tools that I, in a million years of evolution, could never do. They are as thorough gets. It's the principle that is the real foundation of Montgomery Paint and Body, and that is we will do a thorough job.
No shortcuts.
No shortcuts. We don't. They don't do that. That used to be a thing in automotive body repair. Yeah. Way back. They've been around for 40 years, and from the first day they said, no, we're not playing that game. Where, well, if the customer can't tell that this part of the repair process was skipped, we'll just put the money in our pocket and I'm sorry, that's just not in the Turner family DNA to play by those rules. So they have stuck to their guns, and now they have become the gold standard in automobile body repair. You're in the best possible hands. I even listen to Donnie Turner when he tells me where to eat.
Oh, gosh, El Paso Chili Company.
I love that place.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right across the street from Terry Adams. Terry Adams also uses that as well.
Brandon picked up the phone and called me and kept me up to date on how my car was doing. And, boy, their pickup line has never been... more true. And, I mean, I'll let you do it, but my car.
Good as new, maybe better.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're maybe the best example.
Oh, boy.
Because that's not a 2021 model car you're driving, but it sure as heck
looks like
one.
And they will not just do it for us. They're going to be just as thorough for you.
Absolutely. MPB on the Boulevard to East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. And now something special. With Rich Thomas. I wasn't sure what music this, but you've got COVID pickup lines.
This is social distancing pickup lines now, and this is from social media. I didn't write these. Don't blame me. Some are funnier than others. Here's number one. If COVID-19 takes you out, doesn't take you out, can I? I'm sorry. I goofed it up.
Well, I should play the single guy that's going to be using it. Hey. If COVID-19 doesn't take you out.
Can I? Since all the public libraries are closed, I'm checking you out, babe, instead. You can't spell virus without you and I.
Oh! Ooh!
That works on a couple of different levels.
I saw you from across the bar. Stay there. Without you, my life is as empty as the supermarket shelf. Here's a good one. Hey, babe, can I ship you a drink?
Yeah, I've been delivered, right.
And remember the controversy with Baby It's Cold Outside at Christmas and the politically correctness of it. Here's another example of that. I really can't stay. Baby, it's COVID-19 outside.
Oh.
So there you go. There's a few there. Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket, or are you just happy to be within 6 feet of me?
I like that one. I like that one.
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah, but none of those beat the pickup line that you taught us with your Mr. Microphone.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Yeah. All right, we are at 8:10. Coming up, we will play the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
And it's all about the Twinkie celebrating its 90th birthday. Stupid news just before that.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business deemed essential. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car and a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This station presents Real Corona Heroes.
Real Corona Heroes.
Today, we salute our nation's EMS workers.
Our nation's EMS workers.
As the rest of the world keeps away from each other and practices social distancing, you're the ones who don't hesitate to rush to people's side when they are most in need.
And you look really good in your PPE.
You keep the drama out of trauma.
We just want to show our appreciation, yeah.
So the next time you see some ambulance personnel, give them a high just wave at them from a distance and say thank you to our nation's EMS workers, the real Corona heroes.
Our nation's EMS workers.
Hey, defibrillator, alligator.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home, that's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Janie King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JannieKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannieKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the King of Clean.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's been 3 Mondays since I've done anything. Been stuck in my house 3 weeks tomorrow. Lying on the couch watching Tiger King without pants. It's not my fault they said to stay home. Yeah. That's why I'm lazy. Life at home is really boring. That's why I'm lazy. Yeah, yeah. Going back to bed and snoring.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Some of the stuff on Facebook, I thought this was more outrageous than stupid.
Okay.
Yesterday, a woman in Pennsylvania who was just out for a ride, and I really think we're getting to the point now where the mental aspect of all this quarantining.
Snap.
Yeah. I think it's a serious thing. So a lady in Pennsylvania went out for a drive, and apparently the police pulled her over, asked her where she was going. She said she was just out for a ride, and they arrested her. And that got the attention of Senator Ted Cruz, who says we don't live in a police state. Resist authoritarianism and don't abuse power. Driving a car alone is not a public health threat, unless, of course, you're breaking one of the driving under the influence laws. I couldn't agree more, and good for him for stepping up on that yesterday. I mean, Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, there's 25 minutes of therapy in each direction on your way. And once you're there, all that color, it's great, it's healthy. And it's agriculture. Agriculture is important. A woman who flew from Washington, D.C. to Boston amid this pandemic captured video on board her plane when she found out she was the flight's only passenger.
Was that right?
Cheryl Pardoe said she flew to visit her ailing mother, who has since passed, and found out on the American Eagle flight, which could have handled nearly 100 passengers, recorded video as a flight attendant gave a shout-out to Cheryl during the introductory announcements. She was upgraded to first class, and the two flight attendants provided excellent service during the flight. Meanwhile, things a bit different on American Airlines. MotherJones.com published accounts from several unnamed American Airlines flight attendants who say the passengers were forced to sit right next to each other on a near-empty plane because the company was not prepared to move them to more expensive seats. That's not good. You'd think you don't have to have a change in regulations to invoke what we used to call common sense there, American Airlines.
Hey, did you see where United is reducing flights from the hundreds to about 20?
Yeah.
Nationwide?
Yeah, I mean, of all the places, close confinement and recirculating pretty much the same air, I'd probably be reluctant to get on an airplane myself. There was a week back in the 70s when I was working two radio stations a day in separate cities. So I had to commute between Detroit and Chicago.
I remember that you were telling me about it. Yeah.
And the flight I used to take from Detroit, I had to leave the station, bolt to the airport. It left at 12:40 a.m. It was a 747 from Detroit to Chicago. It was primarily a cargo flight. And I made that trip five times on that 747, and we were always outnumbered by the crew, and they let us sit wherever we want.
Oh, that's cool.
And we would get drinks and everything else. They said, the law required them to have a full crew, no matter how many passengers. But that was kind of cool to be on a plane that big and just have nobody in it while you're flying. A Michigan couple had 100, and I feel so sorry for all the weddings, all the parties, graduations, all the things that have been blown to smithereens by this thing. But a couple had 160 guests to their wedding. The guests weren't able to attend due to social distancing, so Dan Stuglick and Amy Simonson have been planning the ceremony for months. They don't like the idea of having to walk down the aisle with nobody in the church seat, so instead they created cardboard cutouts in the shape of silhouettes. They worked with Nanasha Packaging in Coloma, Michigan, to create the cutouts, some of which are even customized by gender. I wonder how they did that. The business donated all the cutouts to the couple. After the ceremony, the couple substituted their reception for with a home-cooked meal. Being left-handed might be less rare than thought. It turns out being left-handed might not be quite that rare. Researchers from several universities analyzed data on more than 2 million people from five studies and found that...
What's the percentage?
9.34% and 18% of all people could be left-handed. It depends on the criteria you use. While we intuitively classify handedness as left-right, the data shows that the proportion of people using different hands for different tasks is almost as big as the proportion of left-handers.
Interesting. How do you write? Do you write with your right hand or write with your left hand?
Yeah,
have you ever tried to write with the other one?
I can't.
I can't either.
Can't do anything really with any coordination on the left side. But I think our parents train us that way. They know it's a right-handed world, so they try to condition kids to grow up that way.
Yeah.
But I also think that at some level that is in the DNA.
I think it is. I mean, as a left-hander, I think it is.
Southpaw.
Yeah, I tried with my right hand basically because everything, like my dad wanted me to wear his old glove, his baseball glove. I couldn't. I mean, I could,
yeah.
But The coordination of throwing the ball is not there.
I know.
So it just, it's. I just think it's one of those things where it's like, you are going to be left-handed.
Jay, I would like you to spend a little time describing the phenomenal seafood bistro, because we're going to give away a $10 certificate to play Truth or Baloney on this, the 90th anniversary of the Twinkie.
Well, they don't sell Twinkies there. They may have some king cakes left, though, at the seafood bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. That's where you're going to go to pick it up, because they've got curbside pickup. You can pull into a space right there at the parking lot. There's six designated spots. You pull into one of those. It's got a number on it. You call in and say, hey, this is the order I made, and I'm sitting in the space number two or whatever space you pull in. They'll bring it right out to your car. You can have it delivered by one of the delivery apps if you'd like to do that. Going online is the best place you can go to put in your order. You can also call it in if you'd like to. The number is 279-7500, but you can't call it in until they open up at 11. I think you can go ahead and put your order in online, though, if you want to do that here at almost 8:30 in the morning. Go to theseafoodbistro.com. You'll see the entire menu. You want to use the delivery apps on your phone? The entire menu is right there for it as well. They're on DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. And if there's one that's new, they're probably on that one as well, waiting to deliver you some fantastic seafood from the Seafood Bistro. Or maybe you don't want to do that. They got salads, too. Whatever you desire, the Seafood Bistro is going to handle your craving with seafood or salads or wings. It's all there. The Seafood Bistro. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right. I need a contestant to play Truth or Baloney. It's a fun game. It's educational. And $10 goes a long way to some great food at Seafood Bistro. Our number is 272-9228. 272-9228. We'll be ready to play in like 2 minutes. Call now, please.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We still have a little bit of congestion at the Wetumpka Highway and Northeast Boulevard intersection. Also at Highway 80 and I-65. The 31s, little inbound traffic on them. All in all, though, around Montgomery, we've got mostly light to moderate traffic on I-65, 85, the Boulevard, Taylor Road, Vaughn. Buckle up. Drive carefully this morning. We'll keep you updated. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Chake.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk to people with the same problem.
My name is Frank, and I didn't like the Tiger King.
That's why there's Tiger King Anonymous.
The entire thing made me feel unclean.
That's because there's no one to root for in The Tiger King.
At first I was rooting for Carol Baskin, but then, holy crap! I kind of felt bad for the guy with no legs, and then I was like, screw these people!
And there's no escape from its addictive grip.
Every social media post is about it. Even O.J. Simpson made a video. O.J. Simpson!
Tiger King Anonymous, the support group that will eventually meet once it's safe to meet in groups again.
And why isn't that guy wearing a shirt?
All right, ready to play.
Truth or Baloney?
We're celebrating the anniversary of the Twinkie in East of the Rockies.
thinking of Twinkies, huh?
Hey.
You know the drill here. You got to get 2 out of 3 right or get them all wrong to win.
All right.
And you have Twinkologist Jay Scott and Rich
Twinkologist?
Thomas.
Twinkologist? Oh, that sounds a little wrong.
It does, but that didn't stop me from saying it, did it?
Yeah, you squeeze them and stuff comes out.
All right. Number one, they were invented in Canada. Truth or baloney? Twinkies were invented in Canada.
What do you think?
Baloney.
Winning.
That's right. They are all American. A baker in Chicago came up with them on this date in 1930.
Oh, they're a product of Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Deep dish pizza and Twinkies. Yeah, Twinkies.
Are you from Chicago?
I am.
Okay. Tell us some Chicago stories later.
Oh. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Actually, the Chicago Historical Society probably has something of this.
A Twinkie exhibit?
Yeah. I lived there all those years, and I only went to that particular museum one time. Pretty cool. All right. You can win it all with the correct answer here. They were originally banana-flavored. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
Hey!
Yeah. That's what I thought.
You got it.
Do you have any more? Just for fun?
I do have some just
Thanks,
for fun.
Dad.
Son, if you behave, I'll take you to Stuckey's after the show. The inventor lived to be 88, even though he claimed he ate them every single day. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
It is. When he was 83, James Dewar told the Associated Press he still ate Twinkies every day. And here's the best part. Yeah? Smoked a pack and a half of cigarettes. That's the diet I'm going on. Twinkies and cigarettes. I could live with that.
Oh, man.
All right, next statement. The world record for most Twinkies eaten by one person under a minute is 38. Again, the world record for most Twinkies eaten by one person in under a minute is 38. True the baloney.
Oh, that makes me uncomfortable. Truth.
No, losing, guys. How many? Sorry.
No, competitive eater Kobayashi.
Yeah.
Holds the official record with 14 in 1 minute.
So is he also, he does the hot dogs too, right? That same name?
Yeah. And Joey Chestnut, in case you were wondering, ate 120 Twinkies in 6 minutes a few years ago, an average of 20 per minute. But Guinness lists 14 as the official record.
I wonder if that thing on the 4th of July will get canceled this year. You know, the hot dog thing.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, we wouldn't want anybody to get sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, we can't have this competition where you're trying to eat 100 hot dogs in 10 minutes because it could you could get the COVID. All right. And finally, the official shelf life of a Twinkie is just 45 days. True the baloney?
True.
Winning.
Yeah, we did that on the timeline this morning.
According to Hostess, they only last 45 days. The recipe was modified in 2013. To make them more shelf stable. Before that, it was just 26 days.
Whoa.
But there's a line in The King of Queens where they're talking about their wedding vows. She wants to redo them or something. And he says, they're like Twinkies. They're good forever.
Right. That is a popular urban myth about Twinkies.
Yeah. So, East, good work. You're going to Seafood Bistro and Jay is going to get you all squared up with that. Kaiser is open. Kaiser Fine Furnishings is open, but they're, like everything else, there it takes a little inventiveness to browse the inventory. Go to Kaiser.com or ShopKaiser.com, ShopKyser, and the website has an amazing amount of beautiful selections, and you can, it's like everybody else that's trying to survive this thing, you can do this completely non-contact. They've got all the major brands listed that they carry there, and they can arrange curbside pickup, and if you want to talk to somebody, Stella and her team are in the house at 272-3164. I'm about to post the website on Facebook so you can find it on my page. And again, like everybody else, we're trying to keep our folks and our sponsors as busy as we can keep them until the restrictions are lifted. But the governor didn't say anything about shopping online and getting a good look at everything they carry. That's a 60,000 square foot showroom. I personally question why a place that big, and Georgia Floor is direct, they're open, with that kind of space, social distancing is not a problem. But I'm not the governor of Alabama. So until, and you still get it. You can still get it. You have to wait till the restrictions are lifted on the 27th.
But you can still shop online for sure.
Shop online for sure at Kaiser. And don't forget, when you buy there, you pay 8.25% sales tax. They can also arrange financing through Synchrony with 0% for qualified customers.
Stock market could open this morning at more than 800 points so far.
I like seeing that.
Start. Yep.
And this afternoon around 5:10, Brant McDonald will join us, and he'll analyze the day and tell us about this optimistic start. I'm all for it, man. Keep going up.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. With all the coronavirus supplies needed across the entire United States, Wiley Sanders needs truck drivers immediately. Be home every weekend and two nights a week. Call 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders needs you.
They really do. They are desperate to find new truckers because of the need. There's never been more of a need for truckers in this world, and they're gonna help pull us out of this situation that we're in. Very warm today with a high temperature up to about 87. We started off cool this morning at 55, but we're already warming up. Good bit of sunshine today, mixed in with some high clouds, so milky sunshine. Let me put that out there. Dry and mild tonight. Overnight low 64. Because of the clouds, we may not get a good look at that full pink moon. But boy, oh boy, it was spectacular before dawn this morning. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tomorrow, especially by midday into the afternoon hours. A smaller chance Tuesday night. High tomorrow, 81. Then warmer in the mid-80s on Wednesday and Thursday, but a risk of some spotty storms here and there with a sun-cloud mix both days. And then much cooler on Friday. I think we're only 70 or above, maybe low 70s perhaps. And then big question mark about the Easter weekend. It's a low confidence forecast, and it's check out my morning video this morning. You'll see why and why it's a problem and what could happen or what might not happen. Right now this morning, we have calm winds, a few high clouds. It's 63 already at 834.
All right, we got traffic and your local news, and then we're back in our Morning Maroon nominees.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have some congestion now on the Northeast Boulevard between the Wetumpka Highway and Atlanta Highway. That's our busiest place. Also, some congestion inbound on Norman Bridge Road from the East South Boulevard. Other than that, I-65 and 85 looking good. The 31's looking light this morning, as well as mostly around the boulevard, light to moderate traffic. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrentumState.edu and enroll now. Trentum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business that is deemed essential. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car in a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Baptist Health is proud to announce the opening of coronavirus care clinics in Montgomery and Prattville devoted to drive-up coronavirus screening. Screening is administered by appointment only, where you will be directed to a designated parking spot at one of our clinics. There, a clinician will assess your symptoms and administer a screening, all from the comfort of your car. Screening administered in your car at our coronavirus care clinics prevents spreading of germs in a waiting room setting. After screening, you'll receive next steps from our medical providers. Taking common sense measures is important, and residents should show responsibility for themselves, their family, and their community if they suspect they've been exposed. Call 334-747-0150 to schedule an appointment at one of our drive-up coronavirus care clinics, or visit baptistfirst.org for more information.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Tunes all the time. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Market still going up?
Up 772 last time I looked. So we started like 950 up, and it's just scaled back just a bit.
I wanted to go back up higher.
As I check this thing, it takes forever.
I have a vested interest in it going back up.
It's up 808. That's good.
Yeah.
Good. They're really greed. All right. Let's bring in the former Ayatollah to Iran from the United States, Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right
to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And, well, this is dumb. And it's not a nominee, but this is the time we salute stupidity. And I just think it's very sad that Corona Beer has shut down production completely. Their sales took a hit. Remember, they dropped like 38% the first month of this thing. And now they're just not making beer. I hope they get to make a comeback because the two have nothing to do with each other. You know, and think with that bravado that people have, too. I'm going to drink Corona Beer. Just to make a point, you know, but apparently that's not working out that way. All right, but speaking of beer.
Okay.
Somebody broke into a brewery in Chicago three times in the past month, and the owners mentioned that the burglars had even stolen a bag of gummy bears.
Okay. All right.
A guy named Cameron Compton, who owns the Midwest Coast Brewing Company in Chicago, his business hit with those three burglaries. After the third, as the cops are investigating, he and his wife are making a report when my wife made an offhanded comment, sort of joking, hey, they even took our gummy bears. One of the cops ran to the evidence room, grabbed an empty 5-pound bag of gummy bears from the Albanese candy factory and asked if those were the gummy bears. It was. Turns out the cops had busted a couple breaking into a business near Cameron's brewery, and the guy was mowing through that bag of gummy bears when the cops showed up. So they have arrested 55-year-old Terrence Cole for the brewery break-ins because of the gummy bears.
Okay. that's one of my favorites so far.
Yeah, that's a good one. You knew this was going to happen. We were joking about it last week. Reports out of India say a baby boy and girl, twins, were born on March 27th. To parents Preeti and Vinay Verma, and they have been named Corona and COVID.
Yeah, you know, that must have sounded funny on that particular day, but when they're growing up...
I mean, cancer is a fine astrological sign, but I don't want it as a first name, okay?
Right.
And then Santa Clarita Valley police were called to a home in the area due to a fight disturbance. They say the victim allegedly saw a suspect near their truck window trying to get in. The suspect took off on a bicycle. The victim followed. The suspect allegedly hit one of the victims with a bicycle rim, which caused an injury. The suspect was arrested on March 29th on a suspicion of attempted burglary. Because when you get that bike rim mark in your head, it's kind of hard to hide. So,
we got gummy bear bandits. We've got COVID and Corona twins in India.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the... the bike rim.
Yeah, the bike rim bandit.
What do you think, Jay?
Pick one. I like the gummy bears.
Yeah, gummy bear bandits.
I know. That's kind of...
And caught red-handed with gummy bears going into their mouth.
Might have gotten away with it if not for that.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
You might call that a case of embezzlement, Bugs. That's what makes this the most popular show in...
Alabama!
At 9:15, let me take a look over here at Jack Ingram. You know, people still need cars in spite of it all, and they have really worked out their system at Jack. First of all, you can shop online. Find out what you're interested in, and we specifically focus on cars that are available. Oh, there's a brand new entry into this category right at the top there, the 2017 Mitsubishi Lancer.
Lancer. 2017. Wow.
Only 77,000 miles and priced under $10,000. Now, you can get a very thorough look at anything in any of the categories because they put dozens of pictures up. It's almost like you think we're just taking one photo of this vehicle in the best possible light to show you. Wow, they moved a lot of stuff this weekend. Stuff that was in there Friday is gone. I'm glad to see that.
I'm glad there's business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people still need to buy cars. But there is another entry in the under 5,000 category. It's a 94 Chevy Caprice base with only 135,000 miles. So if you divide the number of years, obviously this car is something special. It's a 94, but the interior has been well maintained. The body has a great vehicle history. And with 135,000 miles on a car with that age on it, you know it's been babied. So it may be worth a look because it's only $4,800. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's gone. Some I've been looking at for a while and passing along, but they've been moved. That Ford Focus is gone. Some nice Nissan sedans. That's the sedan that my nuclear physicist sister recommends because she knows the engineering on those vehicles, and she buys them because they last, and they are designed to do that. See Tip Tames and his team. Any concerns, they can work that out for you. But you'll get a great look at anything you're interested in just by visiting jackingram.com or stopping by and seeing Tip. If you have questions about financing, Greg in the finance department has over 20 programs, so don't let credit get in the way. They've gotten many a person done who thought they would have to wait on getting decent wheels. Just for that reason. They'll work with you. Jack Ingram's signature used cars, 235 Northeastern Boulevard.
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Good morning, this is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have some congestion out the Northeast Boulevard between the Wetumpka Highway and Atlanta Highway. That's our busiest place. Also, some congestion inbound on Norman Bridge Road from the East-South Boulevard. Other than that, I-65 and 85 looking good. The 31's looking light this morning, as well as mostly around the boulevard, light to moderate traffic. No accidents into us to report to you at this time. Are you tired of that dead-end job? You can change it all right now. Go to TrenumState.edu and enroll now. Trenum State, your new career and a brighter future just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, health care, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this because just like you, we have what it takes.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 475.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. Interested in selling your house? Here are five ways to sell it fast. Number one, price it to sell, not to sit. Number one reason homes don't sell is the price. Buyers have shopped the market and they know when a house is overpriced. Second reason houses stay on the market is condition. Your home needs to be in showroom condition from day one on the market. Professionally cleaning the home, paint where needed, and landscaping will go miles in getting your home sold in the marketplace. Number three, to sell in this market, the seller must offer to pay a portion of the closing costs and prepaids. Number four, stage the home. Remove clutter, simplify the home, open it up, show off the house. Number five, use a local realtor to market your home. A realtor will sell your home faster and for more money than trying to sell it yourself. To get all the details and selling your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my personal email, bogoodson@charter.net.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
millennials, Gen X, baby boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers. Over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk to people with the same problem.
My name is Frank, and I didn't like the Tiger King.
That's why there's Tiger King Anonymous.
The entire thing made me feel unclean.
That's because there's no one to root for in the Tiger King.
At first, I was rooting for Carol Baskin, but then, holy crap!
I kind of felt bad for the guy with no legs, and then I was like, screw these people!
And there's no escape from its addictive grip.
Every social media post is about it. Even O.J. Simpson made a video. O.J. Simpson!
Tiger King Anonymous, the support group that will eventually meet once it's safe to meet in groups again.
And why isn't that guy wearing a shirt?
All right, gentlemen. I want you to repeat after me just how I do it. Ready?
Sometimes this music reminds me of the thing. It is, it's happy music is what it is. It's actually, I stole this from a dog video.
Oh.
Because they did a great job of editing dog walks to the rhythm of this thing.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Mr. Charlie Puth on keys.
Charlie Puth. One of the things we'll get into this afternoon at Happy Hour is who's telling the truth? I mean, you're looking at, I go to the website Pro Trump News, not because it's a rah-rah cheerleading site for Trump. It just aggregates from reliable sources like the Gateway Pundit and others. And everything I've read this weekend about the IMHE model, which is the one they're using to base these horrendous projections of doom, and used by the CDC, have just cut their numbers in half. They're making this stuff up as they go along. And then you've got we still have 9 states that have not
had any type of stay-at-home restrictions.
No.
Yeah.
And this same IMHE model, when it was first used, projected 2 million deaths in America and 500,000 in the UK. Well, yeah, that's pretty serious. And if that was actually happening, yeah, you could see going to the extremes that we have. You're hearing, you know, things are tight in New York City where you have a bazillion people. But there are still more than enough beds available to accommodate. Let's see. Actual hospitalizations, 22,000 in ICU, 5,207 on ventilators, 656. Overestimation of hospitalizations 8 times from this model. Overestimation of ICU beds needed 6.5 times. And 40 times they've overestimated the number of ventilators. Here's a quick example. This is what the IMHE now has for April 5th. All beds needed, they used to project 179,000. Mm-hmm. Now that number is 90. ICU beds needed, their original projection 33,000, now it's 17,500. Invasive ventilators was 26,000, now 14,951. So they've cut all of their projections in half today.
I don't know how the model works anyway. I mean, geez, what variables do you put in? You know, I don't know.
I mean, agree, precaution, but. Oh, look at the market's about to be up. It's up 1,000.
Hey!
But we'll take it. It's over 22.
Close the market right now.
Yeah, stop. Another 1,000, it'll be back in bull market territory. That's what we want, right?
We want bull. Yeah, we don't want bear.
No.
We don't want bear.
No, no bear. We want bull. 856, one of the great local businesses adapting to this situation is Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. anybody on the front lines who has been working crazy hours and at risk, medical workers, nurses, our emergency personnel, paramedics, grocery store workers, pharmacists, people who have been jumping through hoops lately, they want, you've got a flat 50% off the cost of getting your car serviced at Don Duncan. So any of the three locations will be happy to accommodate you. If you need a ride or a lift or a drop-off, just let them know, and they'll take care of it. And we've even had people say they had their car serviced by Don Duncan, and nobody had to look at anybody, nobody had to touch anything. They just do a credit card payment, sanitize the key, leave it under the doorstep. So there's a lot of ways they can make it work for you. They want to say thanks to everybody who has been on the front lines of the fight. And 50% off, that's a great deal when you consider it includes oil change, tire rotation, tire inspection, safety inspection and brakes. They vacuum out your car and more. At Don Duncan, three locations on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, downtown, breeze in, breeze out at 408 Madison, and serving Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughan Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks supporting local business.
Monday!
Waking up early.
Monday!
My eyes are blurry.
Monday!
Start of the rat race.
Monday!
The boss in my face. Monday!
It's time for 30 Seconds with Soldier Boy.
Hey, Greg, let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
with this closure of required and necessity stores and everything that's open, you know, to me it'd be like a bank's a pharmacy. Why are we having stores that sell eyelashes, hair extensions, and makeup considered required open?
Necessary?
I've been hearing that for 3 weeks. With the
They're not enforcing it.
No,